Well, gather round, kiddies. Once again, it's time for Uncle Mike's Story Corner. Everybody all toasty and warm? Got your pajamas on? Sitting up here on the couch? Get up here on the big comfy couch. If you have a fireplace burning in the fireplace, a fire burning in the fireplace, good for you. Or are you cooking supper? But here we are. Tonight's Uncle Mike's Story Corner is written by Mike Stuckey, who is the senior news editor at MSNBC.com. From the living room of her tiny apartment on the 10th floor of the Minnie Riperton Building for Senior Citizens on Chicago's South Side, Adele Davis can see all the way to Lake Michigan. For that, she is truly grateful. But she can also see the clock. And that inspires darker emotions as she uses it to space two daily meals, often just rice and toast. Davis says, quote, I get up in the morning at 5 o'clock. I fix coffee and watch the news. Around 9 or 10, I'll start fixing something to eat. About 12 o'clock, that's lunch, but I can't eat at 12. If I eat at 12, I'm going to be hungry at 3 or 4 again anyway. So I'll wait until 3, and I'll just be hungry for 3 hours. And then I can have a little something. 9, 10 o'clock at night, I have nothing to eat, so I drink some water. And I always make sure I have coffee and sugar because that helps a lot, end quote. Until recently, Adele Davis, who is 63, hobbled by a pair of bum knees that she got from years working as a letter carrier, she had a little more food around the house because she was eligible for a monthly allotment of $168 in food stamps. But when she moved into subsidized housing and her rent dropped dramatically, she lost virtually all of those benefits. You see, to many Americans, the food stamp program is often just little more than part of the entitlement debate between social justice advocates and foes of big government. Brr. But to a record number of Americans, 30 million almost at last count and growing with the unemployment and foreclosure rates, the nation's largest domestic food assistance program is the difference between the misery of hunger and a manageable life. Adele Davis is a living, breathing example of how poor one must be in these United States to receive help through the program run by the U.S. Department of Agriculture's Food and Nutrition Service. With her Social Security income of just $672 a month, Davis now qualifies for less than $20 a month in food stamps, which she declines as more trouble than it's worth because, quote, I thought somebody else could use it better than me, end quote. In turning down the benefits, Adele Davis joined many other older Americans who also are eligible for some assistance from the food stamp program, but simply don't apply for it. That's a segment of the population especially targeted for assistance in these hard times by groups like Feeding America, the nation's largest network of food banks. The 44-year-old food stamp program, which was revised October 1st and renamed the Supplemental Nutrition Assistance Program, remember that, SNAP, in part to fight the stigma of getting food stamps, has strict eligibility criteria. Benefits are intended to go only to households with net incomes at or below the federal poverty level, which ranges from $10,404 a year for a single person to $35,604 for a family of eight. A household generally cannot have more than $2,000 in so-called countable resources, which includes cash and investments, but excludes residences and some vehicles. A household's food stamp benefit, which now comes in debit card form, is calculated based on number of members, income, and certain expenses. The maximum amount for a single person is $176 a month, $588 for a family of four, and $1,000 for a family of eight. The minimum monthly benefit is $14. Nationwide, the average monthly benefit per person is $95 per person per month. But the median U.S. household spends nearly twice that on food per person, $184 a month. Uh-oh. Adele Davis said food banks and relatives keep her from starving because once she gets her Social Security check, quote, after rent, phone, and lights, I usually end up with $200 a month. Basically, by the second week of the month, I'm flat broke. When I was getting food stamps, I was able to last maybe until the last week of the month. Some of the food pantries, she goes on, are really, really good, and they give you enough food to have balanced meals for a week or two. They have name brands at one near my apartment. You can always get some fresh vegetables. They always have salad. You get some nice stuff. I have some gourmet salad dressing up there on the shelf. If it wasn't for the church and the food pantries, there would be a lot of hungry people, and the morgue would be full. And there would be a lot more crime. So, Adele Davis is not starving. But like many people who have to worry about where the next meal is coming from, a lot of her thoughts revolve around food. She says, I can't remember the last time I had bacon and eggs at my house. I can't afford bacon. I can't afford eggs. I haven't had an orange or a piece of fruit in years. Silver-haired and quick to laugh and smile, Adele Davis wants to clear up one misconception about food stamp recipients. They're not whiners. She says, I'm not complaining. I'm not in a dirt blanket. It's not anybody's responsibility or anybody's fault that I'm in this situation. I walk into my apartment and I say, thank you, God, for having my own place. But if she could give the powers that be a suggestion to improve the food stamp program, it would be to loosen eligibility requirements and increase benefits. She says, give us enough to eat off of for the whole month. And stop penalizing us and looking over our shoulders and asking, do you eat with anybody? Is anybody giving you anything? It's very depressing when you go in there to the food stamp place and they want to know your whole life history. With her $672 monthly income, the equivalent of a car payment or a night out for many of the Wall Street bankers whose livelihoods were saved by the recent $700 billion bailout by the federal government, that begs the question. Adele Davis asked, since the government is giving away all this other money, why can't they give us enough to eat for a month, especially the seniors and the poor people? Another in the Uncle Mike Story Corner series, brought to you by tonight by your friends at the U.S. Department of Agriculture.